Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
So, how should we manage our emotions? We all go through a wide range of emotions every single day. Whether you're happy or sad or angry or relaxed, everybody has to deal with them. And for many of us, most of the time, we're able to do just that. But what happens when we don't? Or more worryingly, we can't? Being able to properly manage your emotions is one of the most useful skills you can have in life. Emotions are one of the most influential things that we as humans experience. So in order to keep them under control, we need to know how to manage them effectively. The way we go through life and live day to day can greatly come down to the way we're feeling, what we're going through, how we're coping. So give yourself the best possible chance of being in control by learning how to manage your own emotions. Now, what's the point of emotions? So, humans are social creatures. We actively seek out social environments because that's just the way we're hardwired. You might not realise, but emotions help us in these situations. We seek out social environments to communicate with other people. This could be with friends, family, partners, or even sometimes strangers. Regardless, our emotions play a big role in how effective we are in communicating. Think about it. If you meet with a friend and they tell you some bad news, you'll empathise with them and try to support them. If you go to work and your boss gives you some good news, you'll feel happy and the rest of the day is completely changed just from one bit of communication. What I'm trying to say is that emotions are a bit like our internal compass. We need them to navigate life and all of its offerings, both wonderful and terrible. Control is another big part of life that we seek to have. We want to make our own decisions, decide where our own lives are going to lead, decide what we do and when we do it and how. The reason why managing your emotions is so important is because they can easily overwhelm you. And once you've become overwhelmed with usually negative emotions like sadness and regret, it becomes increasingly more difficult to regain control again. By having control of our actions and our path, we can stay motivated, ambitious. We can quite simply live a better quality of life, because the alternative is to let those negative emotions develop into negative thoughts. Mental health has come along in leaps and bounds in the last few years, with more and more time, effort and money being put into research and combating it. Being able to manage your emotions can help you combat and overcome things like depression and anxiety, which unfortunately, if left unattended, can lead to severe consequences. Overall, the main thing to come from managing our emotions is we live better lives. Life is scarily unpredictable. There's no guarantee of anything. And because of this, like I said, our emotions can become wildly influential over our thoughts, words, and even our actions. And this is why learning how to manage them and to be in control of them when it doesn't seem like you have any control at all is a crucial skill to have. So, how can you manage them? Well, the good news is it's not a case of having the ability and not having it. Everyone has the ability to manage their emotions. It's just some are naturally better at it than others. But you can improve it. Let's take a look at how. Well, don't deny yourself. No one likes negative emotions. Nobody actively seeks out the feeling of being sad and down in the dumps. But even so, all of us from time to time feel these feelings, these emotions. It might sound like a wonderful idea to cut them out, but if that was possible, you wouldn't get that feeling out. Look at it this way. When a loved one dies, the initial reaction can be shock, anger, pain, regret, anything really. But if you don't allow yourself to feel those things, you can't properly overcome it. If you deny yourself the emotion of sadness, for example, and every time something made you upset, rather than working on a way to make yourself happy, you simply outright denied ever being sad, it might work once or twice, but it's not sustainable. Eventually, you're going to feel sad. All of those emotions that have been locked up for God knows how long will come crashing down like a tidal wave. We can't remove memories and emotions. They're always there. So experience them as they happen, but don't let them build up. Also, accept your emotions. We touched on it briefly before about the different emotions that each of us can feel in certain situations. Each of us is different. We all look at things differently, and as a result, deal with them differently too. Now, what this means is that when someone cries, you might shout. When someone's ecstatic, you might not be bothered. And that's fine. There's no right or wrong emotion to feel. You feel what you feel, so accept it. Don't try and change what the truth is because other people are feeling something different. If you alter it, just like before, you're denying yourself that true feeling. There's a wide range of emotions on the spectrum, and it's your job, no matter how unpleasant it might be, to accept them for all that they are. Then there's breathing exercises and meditation. So you've experienced something and you're trying to deal with it. What are you going to do? Well, a tried and tested method of dealing with uncomfortable situations is through breathing exercises. And when you meditate, you focus on yourself. You become aware of your thoughts and allow yourself the time to process them rationally. You're not trying to deny yourself of the feelings. You're just sitting with them and letting them run their course. Breathing exercises have been proven to calm people down. So if you're someone who often finds yourself struggling to deal with extreme emotions, then maybe this is the thing for you. So the secret is really breathe in slowly all the way down to your diaphragm. Fill that stomach with air and then slowly, very slowly, breathe it all out again. And the breath out needs to be long, like 4 times longer than the breath in. And some more, and breathe out some more, and breathe out some more. And then slowly fill it back up again. Anyway, that's the essentials of effective breathing exercises. And also express yourself. It's therapeutic to release things within us. When we're angry, punching a pillow might be what it takes to get over it. When we're scared, facing something head-on might be the best way to approach it. When you're stressed, maybe you should meditate. However you express yourself is down to you, but there is a time and a place for it. Not everything in life is going to be good and simple and fair, but lashing out at people who are innocent isn't going to help you deal with these emotions. In fact, it'll more likely push them away and make you feel even worse. Ask yourself, have I ever said something which I later regretted? And if the answer is yes, then you've expressed yourself, just not where you should have done it. We need to express ourselves and we should do it, but doing it at the right time and in the right place is crucial to managing our emotions. And then finally, really, seek help from others. It's important to remember that you're not alone. I mean, there's 7.5 billion people in the world. One of them will talk to you and help you through it. Friends, family, therapists, helplines, anyone. You're not weird for feeling certain things and you're not alone. But there are people who can help and they want to help, so reach out to them. If you just can't deal with it yourself, don't think of yourself as a burden for wanting their help. It's natural. After all, we're social creatures. Life can be tough. A long journey. So allow yourself a helping hand when you need one. I am a Samaritan's volunteer. So once a week, I go and I sit at the telephones on a suicide helpline and I talk to people who think they've come to the end of their journey. Our emotions can play havoc with us. They can really screw us up. They can determine pretty much any situation at the drop of a hat. And this is why we need to be able to understand them, empathise with them, deal with them. The better you can do that, the better you can deal with situations. The more efficient you become at working through things. And quite simply, the better your life can become. Not just for you, but for those around you. Don't forget, if you need help, seek help. Anyway, nice talking to you and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.